Michelle Anderson is a naturalist and plant ecologist. Mm-hmm. She joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome, Chell.
Hello.
Well, we are definitely into fall, and the season is changing toward winter. So what should we be looking for this time of year?
Yes, the seasons are definitely changing. There's been the usual waffling. We had some really cold nights, you know, we had about 11 degrees, 16 degrees, and then not getting above freezing at our place. So we had some frozen ground. Mm-hmm. But then it warmed up, and we had some little bit of rain, and the smells came back. And that was I really enjoyed that. The morning I stepped out after it thawed, and the air was just incredibly rich with smells. It was really amazing. So really relished one of maybe the last few times when that will be available to my nose. But lots of things are responding to those changes. And among them are, I've seen some hares that are definitely showing that they're changing color. Mm-hmm. And the ones I've seen anyway, looks like, you know, kind of starting at the bottom, from the bottom up.
Yeah, the feet first and then feet kind first, of the underbelly.
Okay. Yeah, yep, ears, that's what you always see too. Ears, yeah. Yeah, start to go. So yeah, that's definitely perceptible now to those of us who aren't hares. There's also a great time of year to be, with Thanksgiving coming up and all, to be looking for your cranberries in the local peatlands. Mm-hmm. So you want a peatland that's open, either because it has no trees, few to no trees, or because it has a lot of small stunted trees, so a lot of sunshine. And this, a lot of our fens and poor fens and more open swamps should have some really good cranberries this year. I saw a lot doing field work this year. And they're best harvested after they've been frozen.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So this is a good time to be out looking for those and to get out there. And if you get out to do that, you may see evidence of birds going after those cranberries.
Well, as someone whose wife has gathered wild cranberries, you never get a whole lot. But boy, they were just amazing to know that you could actually find those in a nearby bog or swamp.
Yeah, and definitely it's not like going to the store and buying a bag, but in years where there's really good production, it's worthwhile. Not if you're going to try to make cranberry sauce for 20 people, but if you're just looking for that little bit of flavor from the wild, this is one of those things that isn't that hard to do. Other things happening, there's skim ice. We've actually been seeing skim ice on lakes and on the low gradient parts of our streams. So those are indications of something to come. We've had some snow. I know we've had a couple different times when there's been snow on the ground. And of course, then there's all that fun that immediately begins with looking at the tracks in the snow and finding out just exactly what is going on in the neighborhood when that we aren't seeing otherwise.
Now, the lakes have turned.
I imagine that many, if not most of our inland lakes have, or maybe some of the really bigger ones may still be in that process. But yeah, this is definitely the time of year when that lake turnover is happening on our inland lakes. And you could go out and check your lake, I guess, if you wanted to with your thermometer and see what the temperature is. And it should be at 39 or more. And the bears, of course, at this time of year are, if they're not already denned in, they're hanging around probably where they're planning to den or the various sites they are going to ultimately choose from to den in. And with all the berries that there were, and there's still a lot of mountain ash berries and so on, so I could imagine a bear that isn't feeling quite full enough for winter still wandering around and trying to take advantage of some of those foods that are still on the trees. There's also, in terms of things that we can observe in fruit right now, our one autumn blooming willow is something we can see the fruits of right now. And they're quite distinctive because the leaves are gone, so they're not masking those fruits. And like other willows, they get like little pom-poms, and they're fairly decent size. They're not hard to see, even at a bit of a distance. And so if you see a shrub that has these kind of big, pale pom-poms kind of are a little bit more diffuse than a cheerleader pom-pom, but on the branches, that's the autumn willow. And we just have the one species of willow here that blooms late enough to be still in fruit in the autumn. This is a good time of year to look for those because it's so easy to see those blooms now, and they're pretty unusual looking in the woods. And then the other thing I've been thinking about for this time of year, we just began putting out bird seed again a little bit each day. So I'm excited for my first look at a flying squirrel. This is where we typically would see them, is coming to a feeder. But this is also, and I've had this fun experience myself, of this is also the great time to see them just out in the trees because, again, the leaves are gone and they're more active. They're not just hidden away like a chipmunk would be for the winter. So if you happen to be out again on a moonlit night where there's good background light, then you may, if you look in just the right place at the right time, or you hear some little scurrying or little vocalizations, look around and you may well see one, the silhouette of one moving through the trees and soaring from one to the next. And that's always a real treat. So those are some of the things that I'm going to be paying attention to.
Okay. Jill Anderson regularly updates us with the goings-on in our woods and waters. Thanks for bringing us up to date on mid-November.
You're welcome.